McCrispy strips are now at McDonald's. Tender, juicy, and its own sauce. Would you look at that? Well, you can't see it, but trust me, it looks delicious. New McCrispy strips, now at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylow's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only, 5/8 through 5/14. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
What's up, guys? Welcome to TMG Podcast. This is actually last week's episode. If you want today's episode, that'll be on our Patreon right now. You can get it a week early if you contribute. It's patreon.com/tinymeatgang. So thanks if you do that. And if not, enjoy this one. Peace.
Clappity clap. Oh, should we start off with your dubstep?
What?
Should we start off with your dubstep?
No, that's the joke, is that there actually wasn't anything ever playing.
No, play it.
It's funny to think of us like preconceiving that joke though.
Yeah.
And being like, what if we just went absolutely like batshit insane during this episode and just pretended to listen to a bunch of shit and never actually played it?
We've never left this room. This is actually an insane asylum.
Yeah.
This is Nasubi.
Surprise!
It's Nasubi, bro. It's just driving us crazy.
And then we played the happy song. There's a million people watching us right now. Yeah. All right, fine. I'll play the fucking dubstep. I haven't listened to this, though, since...
Bang it.
Since that. So, I don't know if it's... You know, when I first played it, I was like on a, you know, the little... Someone once... I posted something that I made one time, like when I first started making music, and someone was like, dude, you got to get over like the I made this excitement. Like, once you make enough music, like that doesn't...
Right.
I'm really bad at that, though. Even now with videos,
yeah,
I'll edit something first cut, and I'm like, oh, I want to get this out there. Yeah. But then I'll take another pass, and I'm like, oh, this is way better. Yeah. You just got to be patient with this shit.
Yep.
So this is... Oh, fucking shit.
What is up, gamers? Welcome back to the Tiny Meat Gang Gamecast. We're playing all the hot games today.
Not one, not two, but three Win Royales today to go through.
In Feet Striker 2000. Thanks for the donation, Michael.
Yeah.
That's that. There, so now you guys can actually hear it.
Yeah. I have something I want to address. Am I loud enough here? Hello. Am I loud? No, I'm not loud at all. Am I?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, okay. All right, cool. It's fine. We'll be fine. It's good that I'm turned down because then you know, when I get to the screaming and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. What the fuck am I gonna say? Oh yeah. Yeah, I want to address a little something, okay? If you follow me on Twitter, all right, you would see that I quote tweeted an indirect where someone said, I just found out Noel Miller is 5'8" and it ruined my day. Okay, first off, well, to that I replied, well, it ruined my life, so you don't get any sympathy from me. Okay.
The second Tim's all, in the shower thing, I thought it was funny.
Yeah, Tim's in the shower.
I thought it was good.
I've had a lot of Tim's tweets. Like, I told my girl I'm 5'10", so I got to fuck with Tim's on. I've also said Tim's are the high heels for men. But look. Okay. First of all, you're a millennial ass. Sorry my height inconvenienced your day somehow. I don't know how that inconveniences your day. Like, ugh. Did you hear? Like, I don't know how it ruins it that much.
Yeah.
Okay. Second of all, a bunch of you women who are built like basketball hoops had, you know, you just started clowning me and you. Oh, you guys are midgets and all that. First of all, midget's a slur.
Yeah, you can't say that.
Yeah, you can't say that word anymore. So automatic minus one for you. Okay, two.
What do you mean for them? You just said it.
Well, now I'm just quoting. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, you're quoting.
I'm not calling any. They called us, you know. They use that hate speech against us.
Okay.
All right. I'm just quoting the weapons that have been used against us. All right? Okay. I'm describing what's being.
Yeah, okay? I see. Okay.
All right. Two, This applies to all tall people, but I'm just targeting specifically all the light posts who want to talk shit about me and Cody. You're all 5'3 laying down. Okay. Tall people, you just have legs. You don't have a superpower. You just have legs.
I mean, that's just like the classic, like 15-year-old.
Yeah.
Like clap back to that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you haven't hit your growth spurt yet? It's like, whatever, man. All girls are the same height laying down, dog. It's like, yeah, but like, what are you going to do? Are your feet going to rest on their shins while you're fucking them?
Bruh, it doesn't matter.
No, that fucking matters,
man. You're not making love.
If she can fold her feet straight up,
yeah,
and your feet are on top of hers, even lying down, that's like she can like leverage you then.
Fine.
Then you're just, you know what I'm saying? It's like when you're a kid and your dad.
No.
Your dad. Oh.
Go ahead.
That's a weird place to interrupt me.
Yeah.
Talking about sex. You know when you're a kid and your dad.
You're like,
Yeah.
No.
Like your dad takes you on your feet and he walks with you. That's essentially what this girl is doing. You know what I'm saying? No. What are you going to do? You want to fuck in the shower? What are you going to do?
No.
She's going to put her leg up and you're going to be like, what the? Oh, I can't even get up there. She'll be like, hey, okay, I'll give you a little boost.
The step stool, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Step stool.
You bring a step stool into the shower. The part that matters is 5'3", okay? Okay, head to the top of the thighs. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Or mid thigh. Okay, that's 5'4" max. The rest of it, it's just extremities,
mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Are you looking at it the wrong way? Look at it more like, you know, like when a lineman goes to work on a power line.
Okay.
Hey, look, it's 90 feet tall, but what's the part that matters?
What?
The transformer at the top. Okay, and that's all.
The ladder.
No.
That's the part that matters. How do you get up there?
A fucking small crane, okay?
That's what matters, man.
Powered by a diesel motor. Yeah, but what are they working on? The top, okay? The top.
Okay, yeah.
All right?
Okay, yeah.
Look, I finally got to a decent height in life. I'm not going to let some, you know, a pair of legs with an opinion.
Sounds like this is a big guy. Point of like it sounds like you're self-conscious about this a little
bro,
bit.
Do you know how, dude, I was little my whole life. I was like 4'11 forever.
Really?
Yeah. Then I hit like a 7-inch growth spurt and everyone who was like 5'2", I'm like, now you're gonna get it.
Short bitch.
Short motherfucker. Yeah, what are you gonna say now? Then some of my other friends hit like, you know, like 6'3", and I'm like, you're still a bitch. I still clown you. Look.
My biggest gripe with that thing was that people were replying to that tweet and being like, well, that means Cody's like 5'3".
I know. That's the best part of it.
No, it doesn't. I'm taller than this motherfucker.
By like a quarter inch.
But I'm still taller. You short bitch.
Oh, man.
Hey, man, it doesn't matter, all right? Because all bitches are 5'3 laying down. Do you know what I'm saying?
Dude.
I've never, ever even had sex before.
But I know this.
Yeah.
Dude, look.
Exactly.
You said fucking in the shower like that's a... How often do you really fuck in the shower?
I never, ever fuck in the shower. It's not even a thing that I like doing.
The worst place.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
all rubbery. It's like two dishwashing gloves trying to...
My girlfriend and I, my high school girlfriend and I used to fuck like I would like lie down in the tub. And she would be on top, and the water would just, like, fall. It was really a bizarre thing, but I don't know why we did it all the time.
How was your bathtub that wide?
It wasn't at all, man. It was like, I was like this.
You're just
like
a fucking
damn
canoe.
Sardine? Yeah.
Yeah.
That word sounds really wrong to me right now. Sardine.
Sardine.
It means nothing to me. Like a damn like a can of sardines lying there like this, like just compressed. And she would be like, I don't even know how physically it worked. I guess there was just enough room for her knees, like right here.
Yeah. Oh, what a horrible, just a can of Vienna sausages.
Yeah.
Just legs and mush.
Yeah, just not the ideal.
Just a fucking, just a seesaw with a nub in the middle. That's not comfortable, bro.
No. And water, as everyone knows, is like the worst lube ever.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, super rubbery.
Yeah, just awful. I didn't even know how.
And you're like pretending to like not drown as the water is like hitting you off of her hair.
I'm getting waterboarded.
She's like taking her hair and putting it over your face.
Yeah.
What's my name?
A washcloth over my face.
She's like, this is sex, Cody. You're like, oh,
I don't like this very much.
I never had it before, but all right.
And that's the reason why I can only get off by being waterboarded now.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Got it.
Exactly.
Look, man. I'm mad. I'm still mad.
I think you gotta embrace it, dude. I really do.
Being a manlet? I mean, we're action figures. I've said this. Manlet. Yeah. You never heard that? Manlet?
No.
Yeah, manlet. Be some manlet.
That's great.
Actually, manlet is like 5'3". You know, we're just like that shitty in between.
Yeah, we're like
we're action figures.
We're extra medium.
Yeah, extra medium.
Aren't we like a little bit over average height, or are we exactly average?
Apparently average is like 5'9", 5'10".
No way, really?
Yeah, because all you new kids.
Well, good thing I'm 5'9".
Yep. Good thing I am 5'12".
No, we're just like a man, but smaller.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's basically it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We're smedium.
Yeah, smedium.
The smedium man.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, I'm extra medium. You're just medium.
Listen here, that quarter inch is not giving you.
No, that's. Yeah, I ain't hearing anything from over there. You fucking short ass bitch. Look at how
you're holding on to it. Sure. Like nope. I am 5'8"
holding on to that
5'8" point. 7 rounded up.
No, I'm 5'8" and 3/4". That's what I am. Yeah. You want to know that's my official height? 5'8" and 3/4". And when my hair is a little bit up, I'm 5'9".
All right. No. When your hair is a little bit up, you're 5'8" and 3/4". And when it's flat,
well,
you're 5'8".
Don't know.
Regular.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Talk to my fucking doctor. Okay. Stupid ass opinions. Short people. Right. You guys. Right.
Oh man.
Oh Jesus.
One girl was said. Maybe that's why you wouldn't be fun. We talked about this already, but she was like, maybe that's why you're funny, because if you were like 6 feet tall, you wouldn't try to compensate for your shitty height.
No, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, I'm like,
no, that absolutely is what it is.
Yeah, of course.
That's why we do this shit is to. Mm-hmm. I had to fight my whole life to prove I'm fucking cool.
We're making up for the 4 inches we didn't get.
Yeah, it is. I understand the sentiment. Like. When someone is like a big person or whatever, they command more attention.
Sure.
And when I find out someone is smaller than I thought they were, it's a little bit like, oh, right. Okay.
Right.
Like someone just tagged me in a Russ video. He posted like, it's like a, him just spitting to like just nonstop to one of his beats or whatever. And it's, you know, it's all about the same fucking shit about how we're clout chasing and all that stupid shit.
Yeah.
And he's like, rapping with his two friends in the room, and like one of them's standing, and he moves near one of them, and he's like rapping near him, and he's going like this to like you know, try to prove to the camera that he has friends.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, this is my friend. You know what I'm saying? And I think literally the lyric he says is, I got white skin, but I got friends in the hood.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Have you seen that video?
Yeah, yeah. Where he's rapping in like the house.
And he's like, and he's like half the size of the dude. And you're also, like, oh my God, wait a minute. Like, it's like when
McCrispy strips are now at McDonald's. Tender, juicy, and its own sauce. Would you look at that? Well, you can't see it, but trust me, it looks delicious. New McCrispy strips, now at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Imagine for a minute, imagine the best version of you, where you look and feel your best self, where your confidence shines through every day. This is how your skincare routine should make you feel. An easy-to-use system giving your skin exactly what it needs so you look and feel your best. Well, imagine no more, because Meaningful Beauty has arrived. Businesswoman, entrepreneur, and supermodel Cindy Crawford founded Meaningful Beauty with world-renowned cosmetic specialist Dr. Sabah to share his age-maintenance-focused skincare treatments and formulas. Cindy has been consistently using this breakthrough age-maintenance system to protect her skin and prevent premature signs of aging for over 20 years. If there's proof of the power of consistent age maintenance, you only have to look at Cindy. She's not gorgeous for her age, she's just gorgeous. Inside and out, she's a shining example of a never-too-early, never-too-late to start an age-maintenance practice that meaningfully embraces your age. Nature provides ways to protect us from the environment, and Meaningful Beauty's secret is a unique and powerful antioxidant derived from a genetically rare melon found only in the south of France, a region known for women having beautiful skin. I love the 7-piece deluxe face and neck skincare system featuring effective serums, treatments, and creams formulated to work together to provide exactly what you need to achieve a more radiant, youthful appearance. Personally, I've been really loving the Youth Activating Melon Serum. It's smells so delicious, feels incredible, and my skin looks amazing. And I've been getting so many compliments on how my skin has been looking recently. Over 5 million women have used Meaningful Beauty for its innovative formulas that help achieve radiant, younger-looking skin and hair so you can look and feel your best at every age. That gives you confidence to go out and live your life fully, whatever that means to you. Amazingly, after using Meaningful Beauty for 8 weeks, 100% of women said their skin looks vibrant and bright. It's never too late and it's never too early to start taking care of your skin. Try the Meaningful Beauty 7-Piece Deluxe Face and Neck Skincare System for 60 days. If you're not completely satisfied, just return the bottles, even if empty, and get your money back. And remember, your confidence is beautiful too. Tomorrow's gorgeous starts today. Go to meaningfulbeauty.com/glow to receive 25% off and get the Targeted Treatment Duo Gift Set for free. Go to meaningfulbeauty.com/glow to receive 25% off and get the Targeted Treatment Duo Gift Set for free. meaningfulbeauty.com/glow.
Fucking Sway Lee.
Yeah.
Or, yes, when Sway Lee, like, stands next to someone in one of his music videos, you're like, oh, that's a small dude.
Yep.
Like, his head is small.
Yep.
Everything's small.
Yep.
He's just small.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't, like, respect him less. I'm just like,
he's just a small dude.
Yeah, he's just a small dude. It's
hard to, like, I know what you mean. It doesn't, who's a tall-ass rapper?
J. Cole?
Yeah.
He's huge.
He's tall. Yeah. You know, or even like Scrim from Suicide Boys.
Yeah. Is he tall?
I thought he was pretty tall, dude. I could be wrong about that. Now, that video with Russ is fucking hilarious. When you said that white skin with friends in the hood,
yeah,
I'm
I was
like no, bro. There are plenty of fucking white dudes from the hood. That's not why people clown you.
I know.
People clown you because of what you just said right there.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, dude. I have friends from the hood, like, serious, like, for real, for real.
I can't imagine him sitting beside those dudes writing that lyric and then tracking it right there.
Yeah.
Like, one of the dudes is like, what did he just say? Hey, what
the fuck? Does he know I'm the engineer? Does he know I'm the mix engineer?
Did you just say you have white skin? Did you just, that's one of your bars? You have white skin. Weird. And now I got to act like I like it in this video.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
fucking a million people are going to see it. Dude, you see the picture of a Metro Boomin?
Oh, yeah. Russ is whack.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yep.
I love this.
It's pretty great.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking great.
Yeah.
It's a really weird thing. Like, he can go on stage for Coachella and have, like, 50,000 people singing along to his shit and then have the biggest hip-hop or the biggest producer in hip-hop.
Yep.
Post an image of himself with a sign that says, fuck Russ. Or Russ is whack.
Yeah,
that's
Russ
what it said.
Whack.
That's crazy.
Yep. Well, I think... I mean, people who listen to Russ don't listen to rap, in my opinion.
Yeah.
They don't really listen to hip-hop.
Yeah.
They're not, like, avid hip-hop listeners.
Or yeah.
It's very selective hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dude, I love Russ, Logic, and Eminem.
Yeah.
You're like, something weird about that mix.
Because they all have white skin, and they got friends in the hood.
Because they're like me, but also cooler. They're like me, but, like, with black friends, and that is something I wish I had.
Dude, I gotta say, man, Eminem at Coachella,
yeah,
fucking dope.
Oh, I'm sure.
It really was. It was like, I don't know, it was just like, first of all, 50 Cent came out, which was just my childhood dream. I never really listened to Eminem that much. I mean, I wasn't like, all my friends were obsessed.
Yeah.
Like, obsessed. They knew every word to every song.
No, not yet, yeah.
And I was never, for some reason, I just listened to, like, the hits.
Yep.
But 50 Cent was one of those dudes whose album came out, and I listened to, you know, like,
front
every single, yeah.
Yep.
So he came out, and everyone's just freaking the fuck out.
Yeah.
It was so dope.
Yeah. It's weird, though, now, because he's all, like, old and jacked.
Yeah, both of them.
Yeah, they're just...
Eminem's, like, weirdly beefy, too. Dude, right before 50 Cent walked off stage, Eminem was like, yo, Coachella, whose arm's bigger? Tell me honestly.
Oh, what?
And, like, they, like, had a little, and 50 Cent said no words. It was just, he just went out there, rapped. I think he said Coachella, like, one time.
Yeah.
And then that happened, and he just was smiling,
and
just cheesing. And then he was like, all right, everyone, like, Eminem was like, all right, give it up for 50. And he walked off stage. Yeah.
Wow. Weird.
Yeah.
Well, 50, you know what he was doing up there. Also, that was like, that's the closest to my Rich Piana joke.
Yeah, no, it is.
It was exactly.
Yeah, yeah. You know, every single rip dude wearing a camelback in the crowd was like, you both y'all looking big as fuck.
Just wheel out like a cable machine and start doing tricep pulls and shit.
These fucking things.
Who's bigger?
Mayor Fifth.
Yo, both y'all look like you putting on masks.
Oh, man. Yeah, I got something else about the height thing.
Oh, my God, dude. What? How are you so torn up about this?
All right, I'm going to let it go.
No, what do you got to say?
No, it's fine. I'm going to let it go.
Okay.
I'm
you sure?
Down. Yeah, I'm calm.
All right, take a breath.
We'll calm down.
Just. There you go. You're shorter than me, you fucking bitch.
So, speaking of, okay, height and weight.
Wait. I got something, actually.
Go ahead.
I got something. Because while we're talking about shit that we. No, we're not talking about that, are we?
Tomo.
The short thing, I guess. I just want to apologize for something I said in the last episode, or maybe the episode before. Now, this is a sensitive thing because I don't want to like set a precedent for having to apologize for stupid shit we said, because it is a podcast. We're going to say some stupid ass shit. This is a stream of consciousness, right?
Yeah.
And I say some stupid shit sometimes. But one thing I said, which I feel a little bit bad for, is the Zoloft comment when I said so hopped up on Zoloft. I kind of just went to like the first like just drug that was in my head that kind of like changed your mental state. But I didn't realize like a lot of people take Zoloft to just fucking like live.
Yeah.
And so I feel a little bit bad about that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry to all the people that were offended by that.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'm maybe I'm sorry that you were offended by that. No, I realize, because there's people who are like, damn, man, that Zoloft comment, like, maybe you feel a little bit shitty.
Yeah, because
it's not like you're hopped up on Zoloft. People take that shit. I just meant, like, this chick, you know, took one too many. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She's in, she's all cloudy and blah, blah, blah. I also don't know how Zoloft feels, so I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, this chick was definitely in La La Land. Just smiling.
Yeah.
I'm fucking...
Yeah, exactly. No, it's just Xanax, I think, is what I was looking for there.
Probably Xanda.
But I mean, people also take fucking Xanax to just function.
To
so
live. Yeah,
I don't know. You know, that's why it's a slippery slope.
Yeah,
I start saying sorry for shit. It's
I get what you're saying. You weren't trying to take a jab at
not at all.
People who are, you know, where Zoloft is a practical use.
Yeah, exactly. Just like you weren't trying to say midget before. You just.
I'm just quoting.
Quoting.
I'm just describing the weapons used against me.
Exactly.
As a smedium man,
you know, a manlet.
As a manlet, I don't know. I'm like an XL manlet.
Okay.
As an XL manlet in this world, you know, sometimes you get slandered and hated on.
A manlet kind of sounds like a peeth.
A peeth.
I apologize if you have a lisp and you were offended by that.
Oh no.
A manlet sounds like a piece of clothing, like a like a blouse or something.
Yeah.
But like a man, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I picture like a super deep V-neck.
Yeah.
Some sort of, but like a linen, you know, like a manlet. Hey, dude, can I borrow your manlet?
Yeah, for sure, man.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate you.
That's how tall women talk about us.
What?
The manlet.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to be hanging out with that manlet on Friday. Oh, that's nice. You going to lead him on?
Oh, that's like that.
Yeah,
he's like that dude, but you know, just like a small one.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for this athlete to call me back. So
I heard someone was over. It was two like women. We were sitting by them, and they were having this like open conversation about this dude that was like way shorter than one of them.
Yeah,
and they were talking about him like that.
Yeah,
she was like, "So how tall is he? Like your height? Like when you have heels on or what?" And she was like, "No, he's like up to here." And she was like, "Ooh, I don't know," or some shit. And she was like, "Yeah, but like I kind of like him." And I'm like, just fuck him.
Yeah.
Okay? You're all the same height laying down.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, bro. Don't discriminate on manlets because you got some legs. Because when it goes to the part that matters, the romance...
The new McCrispy Strip is here. Drip approved by ketchup, tangy barbecue, honey mustard, honey mustard, Sprite, McFlurry, Big Mac sauce, double dipped in buffalo and ranch, more ranch, and creamy chili McCrispy Strip Dip. Now at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Imagine for a minute, imagine the best version of you, where you look and feel your best self, where your confidence shines through every day. This is how your skincare routine should make you feel. An easy-to-use system giving your skin exactly what it needs so you look and feel your best. Well, imagine no more, because Meaningful Beauty has arrived.
Businesswoman, entrepreneur, and supermodel Cindy Crawford founded Meaningful Beauty with world-renowned cosmetic specialist Dr. Sabah to share his age maintenance-focused skincare treatments and formulas. Cindy has been consistently using this breakthrough age maintenance system to protect her skin and prevent premature signs of aging for over 20 years. If there's proof of the power of consistent age maintenance, you only have to look at Cindy. She's not gorgeous for her age, she's just gorgeous. Inside and out, she's a shining example of a never-too-early, never-too-late to start an age maintenance practice that meaningfully embraces your age. Nature provides ways to protect us from the environment, and Meaningful Beauty's secret is a unique and powerful antioxidant derived from a genetically rare melon found only in the south of France, a region known for women having beautiful skin. I love the 7-piece deluxe face and neck skincare system featuring effective serums, treatments, and creams formulated to work together to provide exactly what you need to achieve a more radiant, youthful appearance. Personally, I've been really loving the Youth Activating Melon Serum. It smells so delicious, feels incredible, and my skin looks amazing. And I've been getting so many compliments on how my skin has been looking recently. Over 5 million women have used Meaningful Beauty for its innovative formulas that help achieve radiant, younger-looking skin and hair so you can look and feel your best at every age. That gives you confidence to go out and live your life fully, whatever that means to you. Amazingly, after using Meaningful Beauty for 8 weeks, 100% of women said their skin looks vibrant and bright. It's never too late and it's never too early to start taking care of your skin. Try the Meaningful Beauty 7-piece deluxe face and neck skincare system for 60 days. If you're not completely satisfied, just return the bottles, even if empty, and get your money back. And remember, your confidence is beautiful too. Tomorrow's gorgeous starts today. Go to meaningfulbeauty.com/glow to receive 25% off and get the targeted treatment duo gift set for free. Go to meaningfulbeauty.com/glow to receive 25% off and get the targeted treatment duo gift set for free. meaningfulbeauty.com/glow.
Steph Stuhl, he can do
it. Wait. When you said built like basketball hoops, were you talking about the height?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just tall, lean.
I thought like for some reason you were talking about the rim, and I was like, that's a little bit, like, what are you saying?
No,
like,
no. It's just fucking 6'9". Okay, fucking, they got regulation height.
Okay.
Thin as shit.
I see what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay.
I roasted some girl on Cameo who's tall. I don't even know what she looks like, but I said she's built like a roller coaster. Like, you probably look like the Superman drop from Six Flags.
Just must be this tall.
Yeah. Must be
to
this,
ride.
Yeah. Hey, the regulation height to ride a roller coaster is 48 inches, okay? And
are you that tall?
Yeah.
Okay, you are.
Bitch. You a manlet too. A manlet's clear 48, no problem.
I'm holding on to that half inch, bro. I truly am. So how about fucking Kanye West yesterday, huh?
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
He's just promoting his album. He's doing the most.
You think so?
Yeah, he doesn't.
But that's a fucking extreme way to promote an album. Like, I understand, like, beefing with people and shit like that, but this is just, you just lost so many fucking fans. Like, did you see how many people were tweeting about that?
Yeah. I think he's just manic, dude. I think he's a little bit manic.
I think so, too, but it also kind of feels like he knows exactly what he's doing.
Yeah. I think it's a combination of both. Like, I think he's just a dude who has crazy ideas, and people are like, oh, that would be crazy if he's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he took the picture with the MAGA guys. Fuck. All right.
Yeah.
And then
he tweeted that shit, and people were like, okay, is this like a joke, or was he hacked or whatever? And then he tweets the picture of himself in the MAGA hat.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, no, this is real.
Yeah, him,
this is real.
Him fanboying over the Dilbert guy was like, what?
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, he's just like reposting so much crazy videos shit of this Dilbert guy talking about consciousness and philosophy and thoughts are breaking. And
Oh, yeah, I think I saw that.
Everyone's like, yo, that's the Dilbert guy. Like,
Dilbert is a legendary comic.
Yeah, but
I fucking love Dilbert.
Yeah, but him as a person on Twitter, go scroll down his Twitter. He's kind of an asshole.
Really?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh.
A little bit. I don't know, whatever.
It's just like was a funny, like, so many people idolize Kanye.
Yeah.
They're like, he's a fucking genius. Yeah. He's a genius. He's Jesus, whatever. And all of a sudden it's like, yeah, like, he, you know, he's like, yeah, but I'm like also a fan of this dude who's super racist.
Yeah.
People are like, oh,
yeah. He just fucked it up. The dude Leaning Cuisine, he's a funny dude on Twitter. He put this long tweet. He's like, you know, Kanye is a longtime fan. You really disappointed me. Yeah, I just don't know if I can continue to support your music, .. I couldn't even say that with a straight face. Drop that album, bro. Drop that album, dog.
It's so true, man.
Everyone's going to listen to it.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Even more so now.
Yep.
My favorite part of that whole thing was that he, in the tweet that he, like, in the tweet proclaiming his love for Donald Trump, he said that they both have dragon energy.
Mm.
I was like, first of all, someone, I read someone, like just put a space in between each letter. So it was like, dragon energy. I was like, that's fucking hysterical. And second of all, it's funny to, like, equate yourself to like an animal that essentially has zero compassion.
Yep.
That just flames entire villages of like women and children.
For and sits on his pot of gold.
Sits on a mountain and only of gold. Cares about shiny shit. That's dragon energy. And that's literally what Trump like and Kanye are.
Who doth walk forward and test me.
Kanye, I don't know if I...
I don't know if I like the kick drum in this. Oh, God! How?
You will say nothing of College Dropout.
Where did you get a flamethrower?
Elon Musk.
You saw he was he said, I'm building a dragon something.
Yeah, what?
I don't know. I wanted to relate it to a dildo, but I feel like... I just gotta let the Elon cuck thing die.
Yeah, I don't know. It's time. I think Elon Musk. Now, I hate this word.
Yeah.
I never use it.
Yeah.
But Elon Musk to me.
Sexy?
Is fucking hot as shit. Sexy. God damn it, he's hot. I want him to fuck the shit out of my wife so bad. Elon, you hot bitch.
If he didn't just invent like a whole brand of cars and spaceships and shit, like obviously that's a big caveat. That dude, if he was just like an investment banker, he wouldn't. I can't imagine walking down the street and anyone being like, "Wow, that guy!
Oh yeah,
handsome man." But
he would also look 130% worse. Did you see him before?
Yeah,
his hair plugs and shit. That's what the dude would look like if he was just walking down the street.
Now he's got that goofy, like, real estate agent, like, middle spike up.
That's why I said, okay, this is what I was going to say. He, to me, is like the definition of extra. Or, I guess, extra in, like, the biggest way possible.
Oh, yeah.
This dude has, like, so much money. He's, like, changing the world for the better or for the worse, maybe. Who the fuck knows? But he just won't leave it alone. He's like, no, I need attention, too.
Yeah.
I need to, because I was always the dude that was, like... You know, that I unkempt and like had shitty hair or whatever. And now I'm a fucking billionaire. I look awesome. I'm dating whoever the fuck. He's like, I'm just going to make fucking flamethrowers and act super weird on Twitter.
He just has to start new companies all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I thought it would be quite interesting if I created penises that look like mine and replaced all existing penises. So I'm seeking to take over the sexual industry.
Or he's like, he does shit where it's like, all right, so I'm starting a new company where we're going to actually mine down into the middle of the earth so we can essentially just explode the globe and move, once we move everyone to Mars, of course, that's my other company, right? So it's basically the biggest endeavor that any human has ever undertaken. And get this, we're going to call it the Boring Company, because guess what? It's the least boring thing ever. Do you see what you did there? Little play on words. Yeah. And guess what? This is the best part. All right. We're going to have hats that say boring on them. And I'm going to tweet about this nonstop.
And then some fucking.
I'm going to explode the fucking earth. it's not boring at all. Oh. Woo! Post Malone, high five. Woo!
Yeah, then some fucking top user on Reddit streetwear is like, dude, I made the boring hat 2 years ago for my fucking line, dude. Yeah. He takes pictures of his dad hat. It says boring on it. I came up with this first, dude. Elon Musk is biting my shit.
Like, Elon Musk would be the dude that, like, comes up with, like, a new brand of spork that... Yeah. Everyone fucking loves just so that people like idolize him even more.
Right.
You know?
Right.
It's like, it's not enough that you go to space and back with your company. Like every month regularly now, you have the most amount of spaceships that have been to space and back. That's fucking insanely
yeah,
unbelievable.
Right, right. I'm sorry, just to your
Why
point.
Why are you making flamethrowers?
So just to your point, I just imagine any girl he dates, they must leave him eventually because he must just be so insufferable. Like they might have like a, you know, just a cool life. You know, they're happy with it. They show up one day. They're like, oh, Elon, there's a Tesla parked in my driveway. He's like, oh, that's from me to you. Can you believe I made that car?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And then they get inside and do your spork thing. She's like, why the silverware all, it's like this weird, it's a steel ceramic. It's a new technology working on it. Tesla. I'm going to be starting a new company.
Wait, is he British?
That's I don't know. He's got a weird accent. Who cares?
Isn't he South African? I don't know.
Yeah, South African.
Is he? I don't know.
I just imagine him slowly replacing all the things in his girlfriend's life with things that he's made.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He just turns to her one day and he's like, look at this. It's all me. Your life is so much better because of what I've done.
The new McCrispy strip is here. Dip approved by ketchup, tangy barbecue, honey mustard, honey mustard, Sprite, McFlurry, Big Mac sauce, double dipped in buffalo and ranch, more ranch, and creamy chili McCrispy strip dip. Now at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Imagine for a minute, imagine the best version of you, where you look and feel your best self, where your confidence shines through every day. This is how your skincare routine should make you feel, an easy-to-use system giving your skin exactly what it needs so you look and feel your best. Well, imagine no more, because Meaningful Beauty has arrived. Businesswoman, entrepreneur, and supermodel Cindy Crawford founded Meaningful Beauty with world-renowned cosmetic specialist Dr. Sabah to share his age-maintenance-focused skincare treatments and formulas. Cindy has been consistently using this breakthrough age-maintenance system to protect her skin and prevent premature signs of aging for over 20 years. If there's proof of the power of consistent age maintenance, you only have to look at Cindy. She's not gorgeous for her age, she's just gorgeous. Inside and out, she's a shining example of a never-too-early, never-too-late-to-start an age-maintenance practice. Practice that meaningfully embraces your age. Nature provides ways to protect us from the environment, and Meaningful Beauty's secret is a unique and powerful antioxidant derived from a genetically rare melon found only in the south of France, a region known for women having beautiful skin. I love the 7-piece deluxe face and neck skincare system featuring effective serums, treatments, and creams formulated to work together to provide exactly what you need to achieve a more radiant, youthful appearance. Personally, I've been really loving the Youth Activating Melon Serum. It smells so delicious, feels incredible, and my skin looks amazing. And I've been getting so many compliments on how my skin has been looking recently. Over 5 million women have used Meaningful Beauty for its innovative formulas that help achieve radiant, younger-looking skin and hair so you can look and feel your best at every age. That gives you confidence to go out and live your life fully, whatever that means to you. Amazingly, after using Meaningful Beauty for 8 weeks, 100% of women said their skin looks vibrant and bright. It's never too late and it's never too early to start taking care of your skin. Try the Meaningful Beauty 7-piece deluxe face and neck skincare system for 60 days. If you're not completely satisfied, just return the bottles, even if empty, and get your money back. And remember, your confidence is beautiful too. Tomorrow's gorgeous starts today. Go to meaningfulbeauty.com/glow to receive 25% off and get the targeted treatment duo gift set for free. Go to meaningfulbeauty.com/glow to receive 25% off and get the targeted treatment duo gift set for free. meaningfulbeauty.com/glow.
You know, I think I'm going to move back to Venice. I think I'm just going to live with my ex-boyfriend who calls me names and stuff because this is, I don't like this anymore. Yeah.
Oh, are you?
Well, you know, I have dragon energy. I blended Kanye and Donald Trump's piss into a special formula that.
Oh my God! Is that a flaming tennis ball? What the?
Indeed it is. Indeed.
Sorry.
Elon Musk, dude. Fuck my wife. Please.
Fuck my wife, bro.
Please. He's just like, he's got the most like, just like try hard nonchalant Twitter presence.
It is.
You know?
Yep.
Like his tweets are always like a little bit short and they're always just like so to the point, but it's almost like he's trying to be
right.
To like cool. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, I'm working on life-changing things, but, you know, I can summarize that in like 4 or 5 words. It's not that big of a deal. It's like, whatever.
He's the...
I mean, whatever. Fucking...
He's the Russ of CEOs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I mix, master, and produce all my own spaceships.
But you know, it's like it's whatever. You know, it's just things I learned at PayPal. Yeah. You know, I did PayPal at 16.
Yeah, they called me the PayPal Mafia. And I'll kill you. Ow! Holy shit! I just got to the bottom of my lungs there. Straight up, that was the bottom.
Wow!
I just completely ran out of sound.
Yeah. No, that was a shock collar telling you to
move on to the next thing.
No more bad ideas.
Yeah.
Yo, speaking of dying, yo, that crypto thing I sent you yesterday.
Dude, that shit was hilarious. How do you even describe that to the people listening?
Holy fuck. It's all right. It's like this Newgrounds Flash-esque animation of a dude just like losing all his money in crypto.
Yeah.
And it's all because like some weird
like Big Brother, like crypto overlord
is like orchestrating the whole shit.
Yeah, yeah.
That weird French accent was killing me. Get Vitalik on the phone. Ring, master. Pump the Ethereum for 2 hours, then crash it. He's awake.
It's also so funny because it's like, that's what I picture crypto as being. And that's what everyone, like everyone that still trades crypto, I think, like feels like that.
Yeah.
Like, I can't, someone's running this shit. I can't make a single penny on this shit. Someone's doing something. And they're just left like trailing and like one step behind always, you know? It's wait, it's up today? What the fuck? I just sold all my shit. Okay, I'll buy some more and then it fucking dumps. Oh, God damn it. Okay, I'm going to buy the dip. Dumps even more. Fuck, I'm going to sell everything. God damn it, it's going back up.
Dude, when the guy, he buys more, and then he's like, he tethered it, like meaning he moved it into tether.
Yeah.
That's like the equivalent to cash in crypto. He's like, send it sideways until he falls asleep, then crash it.
And crash it. Crash it.
He wakes up, Ethereum's 8,000%. He's like, he bought Ethereum. Crash it. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That accent's fucking fantastic.
Should
for
we just
like
fucking play it?
For like some like Big Brother. Like you can picture that for anything. You know what I mean? Every video that we post, we work super hard on that. I think it's going to get a bunch of views.
Yeah.
The YouTube algorithm. Yeah, suppress it. Yeah. Suppress it.
Send it sideways.
He worked very hard on this one. Suppress it, please.
Send the view steady to a number he is comfortable with, then stop it.
Stop it. Dude, the views are stuck. I don't know what's good, man. The video is doing so well for a second and the views are stuck.
He's
okay, now crash it.
Crash
it. Now they're going down. What the fuck?
People are taking back their likes. He's making another video. Pump the views on his last video, then crash it.
Dude, I'm getting more views. Then crash it.
Dude.
Holy fucking shit, man.
What's this dude's channel? I think he made this. Or maybe he just like...
Did he?
He spliced it from something.
I'll bring it up. Wait.
He might have made it or he might have ripped it from something. I'm not sure. But we'll put it here for this fucking...
His thing is called the Sunday Dip.
Sunday Dip. Yeah. Oh, hell yeah, an ad.
Hell yes. Hell yeah, baby.
Oh, man. If you're just listening, you need to go watch this.
Continue the dump.
Continue the dump.
Reversal.
Pump it and pay in tabule flag.
Bye.
Put him to sleep. Load the Korea food. Make him pump it to the bottom. Drop off the volume. Dump it again. Push it sideways. Print 100 million Ether when it goes to sleep. Then pump it.
Then pump it.
Pump it.
Load a dip. Sideways until it sleeps. Then crash it with the exact same Korean food. Get Vitalik on the line.
Okay. The guy who invented Ethereum.
Krashit.
Krashit.
He's trying to kill himself.
Dude, holy that exact shit. Thing happened with me and Spock.
What?
Because I was looking at
that exact thing.
That exact, like,
okay.
It was Iota, I think.
Oh, was this when you were trying to?
Yeah, I was like trying to like play the market, and I'm like sitting there with Spock, and I'm like, "Yo, I'm like, let's make some money, dude." He goes, "All right, I've never done this." He's just watching, and I'm like, "Yeah, dude, we're gonna. This is definitely gonna fucking
yeah, yeah.
I
yeah, you want to get rich, man?
Yeah,
you want to make some fucking money? Step into my office.
Let me show you how a little thing called crypto. Yeah. So Iota is like, oh no. It was Bitcoin Cash. Mm-hmm. It was like sliding all over the place because that's when like Coinbase added it or whatever. So, I buy it. Like I jump in at like the top." On like some, I didn't know this. I forgot what site I was using, and then so I buy in. I'm like, hell yeah! Now it's gonna wobble, and then it just starts like the next second. Just
no
like
way.
The whole thing is like dumping. I'm like, you got to be fucking
no, sell.
Yeah. So it pops up, and I'm like, all right, I'm out. And it starts going lower, and then like it's chilling out. I'm like, oh dude, if it reverses right here, I can make some back. I buy back in. I get crushed again. I'm like,
oh my God.
And I just did this like for like the next hour. And
oh
then
my
I,
God.
Then I tapped out. I'm like,
he's going to kill himself. He's trying to kill himself.
Pump Ethereum for 2 hours, then crash it. Send it sideways, then pump it.
Sounds like Arnold.
He's sleeping. He's awake.
He's awake.
He's awake.
Crash it.
Crash it.
Crash it. Pump it.
Pump it.
Pump the views and then stop it. Dude, I don't know what's good, man. I worked so hard on this video. I thought it was so good.
He's awake.
Comment hateful shit over and over and over. Call him old. Yeah. Do it. Do it.
Increase the comment, call him old, then crash the views.
Dude, I fucking hate YouTube, man. Okay, now bump
then
it.
Then bump it.
Wait. All of a sudden I got like, wait, these views are coming out of nowhere. What the fuck is going on?
Dude, that
crash
goes,
it.
That goes back to my thing about how I thought all our all our listeners were just
robots.
Yeah, just one dude. Yeah. It's that guy.
Yeah.
Pump the... Pump the views on the video about squat 680. He's asleep. Now crash it. Put article calling them problematic and crash the views.
Oh, shit.
He's apologizing.
Demonetize all the videos. Demonetize them. But, sir, he didn't even swear in this. Demonetize it.
Crash the views.
Crash the revenue.
He's buying new cameras.
Stop all revenue. Yeah. Holy fucking shit. That's so goddamn funny.
Yeah. That fucking that character's face, like with the subtle, like.
Yeah.
Oh. Fuck.
Oh god damn.
I showed it to Spock and like some other people didn't trade crypto. They're like they like kind of chuckled, man. Yeah, they're like, yeah, I never had money in crypto. I'm like, I can tell.
Yeah.
Because this just glosses right over you.
But it's just funny to me because it's like, it just kind of feels like that's how life is generally.
Super, yeah.
Like you always lose and there's someone that's controlling everything. Yeah. And that's just winning at your expense.
Yeah.
Not to get all dark, but it's like, that's, I just equated that to like everything. Yeah. It's not just crypto.
No, it's true. That there is a Boganov guy. That's his fucking name in the shit.
Yeah.
There's one of those in every part of life.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like tall dudes.
Oh my god, dude. Just winning everything.
No, that's tall girls. Increase his confidence at the bar. He's confident. Now crash it. Kiss another man.
Who is very tall.
Kiss a taller man. He's putting implants in his legs to get taller.
No. He's getting funnier. He's coaxing more girls. Crash the confidence. You short bitch. I'll never grow out with you. What? She was laughing at all my shit. What the fuck?
No,
you're too short.
That's fucking stand up right there. Yeah. That fucking shit.
Yeah.
He's awake. Make this first show feel really good. Make all his friends go to the show. He's writing more jokes. Bomb him. No one's laughing. He's trying to change his material. Give him 2 laughs. He regains confidence in his original material. Crash it.
Crash it. Crash it.
Crash it.
That's the new shit. Anytime anything goes wrong.
Yeah.
Right now, like when, like we, Noel and I just got an email about this like deal.
Yeah,
this, that seems like a little bit too good to be true.
Yeah,
super. if it's true, then it's a lot of money for something that's like not that much work.
Yep.
But I know somewhere along the way, crash it. That's coming along.
They believe the deal is on.
They're very excited about it.
Crash the confidence.
Crash it.
Crash it.
Crash it. Actually, guys, I think we're gonna move forward with someone else.
Someone taller.
Holy fucking shit, guys! We made a new song yesterday for a video.
We did.
That should be up on my channel on Monday, I believe. So go make sure you keep an eye out for that.
Keeping an eyeball out. What the fuck?
And I was gonna post a new video tomorrow too,
but
I had like I've been feeling this like crazy work ethic motivated recently. I've just been editing and filming nonstop, but. You know, like I posted one on Monday.
Yep.
And I posted it like a little bit late.
Mm-hmm.
And people said it was funny.
Yep.
But of course, crash it.
Yep.
Right? Crash it. Didn't get as many views as my last video, right? I'm still trying to fucking figure out this algorithm. It's just YouTube in general. Mm-hmm. Every time you think you have an idea of how it works, crash it.
Yeah. Yeah. Bogged enough.
Yeah, exactly. And so, because like my last video, the BuzzFeed one, was doing well. And I said on here that it wasn't doing well. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, bumpy. 1 million views in 5 days, right? So I'm like stoked. I'm like, okay, I'm going to work really hard on the next one. Worked super hard editing the next one. Got home on Monday, edited more. And then I was like, I got to post it right now because I'm done it.
Load the dip.
I'm like, hell yeah. Post at 6 p.m. Crash it.
Dump it. Pump the views on previous video in his sleep.
Yep.
He's awake.
Crash it. So I didn't do that well. I was like, okay, well, fuck. Maybe if I post one on Wednesday, I'll get the momentum.
Yeah.
Whatever. And I had that Fortnite one.
Yep.
There's a story behind that I could probably tell one day. The reason why I posted that Fortnite video like 2.5 weeks late.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, leave that one alone.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you about that maybe when I know I'm not going to get sued.
Yep.
So then I posted that one on Wednesday, and that one's doing fucking shitty, even though I think that one's funny too. So now I'm like, well, what if I post one on Friday and it does even fucking worse?
Yep. And today is Friday, and to that Fortnite video, I addressed some of the beef, all right, some of y'all got with me. And
okay. My, oh my God,
and my
dude.
G-boy
this is
ability.
Just, this episode should be called Noel's Insecurities.
Yep.
Crash it.
He is gaining confidence.
In his Fortnite abilities. Crash it.
No, I was y'all will get a little follow up to that.
What?
We're gonna do a little part two.
Well, what are you self conscious about? The fact that you sucked ass on my video?
You know,
at Fortnite?
I just feel like the Cody Co Network misrepresented me.
I didn't do shit. I let you play to the best of your abilities.
It's a conspiracy. This is just, you know. They didn't edit out the kills that you got.
You didn't get any kills.
Before the cameras were rolling, they were like, yeah, no, we love people who are 5'8". I'm like, awesome. And then they start rolling the cameras. You short fuck!
You bitch!
They're using gameplay footage that wasn't even me.
Who's they? My team?
Yeah.
It's just me.
No.
So you want to prove yourself. You think you're good at Fortnite?
No, I could bang. I know.
So what are we gonna do? Have a rematch?
Yeah, well, you know, just a little part two.
Okay,
you know, we'll jump on.
All right,
you know, we'll see who gets. We'll see who does the what.
Okay. Deal. I should practice then.
Yeah, get a little.
Okay. Do people stream Xbox?
Yeah.
Like when they play Fortnite on Xbox, I feel like then I could actually be good. I can't, like, I have years and years and years of practice using a controller, not a keyboard. I feel like that's going to take me fucking forever to get good at.
Well, Xbox has aim assist, so people get on that with a mouse and keyboard.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
So it has, like, well, console games naturally have an aim assist built in. It's like an aimbot. So, like, it'll float the cursor towards what you're trying to aim at.
No.
You didn't know that.
No way.
Not all games, but it's...
Yeah, not all games. Not...
Most of them.
I hope to God Call of Duty didn't.
I'm certain that has an aim assist.
The new McCrispy Strip is here. Dip approved by ketchup, tangy barbecue, honey mustard, Sprite, McFlurry, Big Mac sauce, double dipped in buffalo and ranch, more ranch, and creamy chili McCrispy Strip Dip. Now at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Imagine for a minute, imagine the best version of you, where you look and feel your best self, where your confidence shines through every day. This is how your skincare routine should make you feel, an easy-to-use system giving your skin exactly what it needs so you look and feel your best. Well, imagine no more, because Meaningful Beauty has arrived. Businesswoman, entrepreneur, and supermodel Cindy Crawford founded Meaningful Beauty with world-renowned cosmetic specialist Dr. Sabah to share his age-maintenance-focused skincare treatments and formulas. Cindy has been consistently using this breakthrough age maintenance system to protect her skin and prevent premature signs of aging for over 20 years. If there's proof of the power of consistent age maintenance, you only have to look at Cindy. She's not gorgeous for her age, she's just gorgeous. Inside and out, she's a shining example of a never too early, never too late to start an age maintenance practice that meaningfully embraces your age. Nature provides ways to protect us from the environment, and Meaningful Beauty's secret is a unique and powerful antioxidant derived from a genetically rare melon found only in the south of France, a region known for women having beautiful skin. I love the 7-piece deluxe face and neck skincare system featuring effective serums, treatments, and creams formulated to work together to provide exactly what you need to achieve a more radiant, youthful appearance. Personally, I've been really loving the Youth Activating Melon Serum. It smells so delicious, feels incredible, and my skin looks amazing. And I've been getting so many compliments on how my skin has been looking recently. Over 5 million women have used Meaningful Beauty for its innovative formulas that help achieve radiant, younger-looking skin and hair so you can look and feel your best at every age. That gives you confidence to go out and live your life fully, whatever that means to you. Amazingly, after using Meaningful Beauty for 8 weeks, 100% of women said their skin looks vibrant and bright. It's never too late and it's never too early to start taking care of your skin. Try the Meaningful Beauty 7-piece deluxe face and neck skincare system for 60 days. If you're not completely satisfied, just return the bottles, even if empty, and get your money back. And remember, your confidence is beautiful too. Tomorrow's gorgeous starts today. Go to meaningfulbeauty.com/glow to receive 25% off and get the targeted treatment duo gift set for free. Go to meaningfulbeauty.com/glow to receive 25% off and get the targeted treatment duo gift set for free. meaningfulbeauty.com/glow.
I'm fuck, if that's true, then just, everything is just crumbling from beneath me right now, because I thought I was really, really, really fucking good at that game.
Crash it. Build his confidence in the game for 5 years. He's awake. He thinks he's the best. Dump it.
Crash it.
No, I mean, I don't know. Certain console games have aim assist. I know for a fact Fortnite has aim assist.
So people will get on, they'll plug like a mouse in so
and
that
keyboard, yeah.
So that they can have like more accuracy?
Yeah, because they can sweep to a target faster than you can on a fucking joystick.
The only solution is just get good at using a keyboard and mouse.
Yeah.
Does it take a long time to get good at a keyboard and mouse for playing games?
Well, you know. I mean, it really depends on your level of intelligence. I mean, okay. I actually invented a whole new keyboard and mouse to enhance a normal person's ability.
All right, Elon. To play video games. Okay, shut the fuck up, Elon. Okay? Didn't ask.
You know, that brings me to another anti-search engine I came up with called Didn't Ask. It functions autonomously and it gives you answers to things you didn't realize you needed to know. You know, like who invented Tesla?
Oh,
me, obviously.
Oh, my God.
No, I mean, it depends. I played a shitload of Quake 3.
Okay.
So, but the problem with that, so like mouse and keyboard is like where I love to be. The problem with that though, see, that game is like playing on fucking coke.
Why?
It's so,
what,
it's
Quake
like,
or?
Quake 3, okay. Yeah. It's like the shittiest graphics. It's the fastest, it's like one of the fastest moving games you could play. And
so that's what you need to play to get
yeah, it's good. Like 80, it's for fucking people with ADD.
I see.
And that's what, like Fortnite, I just get, The aiming and everything, it's taking me a minute. But I figured it out.
Did you? Well, because I don't know.
We'll see.
Okay, I'm going to practice.
Yeah.
I need to buy a PC. I think that's what I'm going to do.
You should.
And then, because like we should actually fucking get into Twitch and shit. Unfortunately, that's the new fucking medium. And I'm always behind on this shit. Always. I picked up YouTube 10 years after that shit came out. 10 years after people, no, 10 not after it came out. 10 years after people were doing it like regularly.
Yep.
Right?
Well, same.
10 years.
Yep.
I don't want to pick up Twitch in 10 years and be like, "What's up, streamer boys? It's me, Cody, and I'm 48.
bumped the traffic on Twitch.tv, caused him to change career.
Crash it.
He stopped writing jokes. He become Twitch streamer. He only a quarter funny as he used to be. Crash the views. Make everyone return to YouTube. He's pivoting back. He's writing new jokes. Send the views sideways. Give him moderate confidence in what he's doing. He's making more videos. Send him back to Twitch.
No, no, no!
What the fuck? I want to talk about Coachella.
Coachella.
Coachella, dude. Did you go to Coachella this year?
I did not, dude.
Dude, never. What? No way. Ah. You missed out on so many good sets, dude.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, dude. What was your favorite set? Oh, wait, yeah, you didn't go. Oh, man. My favorite set, dude, was probably Louis the Child or, like, Odessa, dude.
Yeah.
That shit was hype, man.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's dope. I had a camelback on. Full of vodka, dude.
Nah, that's not for me, dog. Matter of fact, I was taking snaps all weekend, you know, at the bar, like, no Coachella.
Oh, no way.
Not
dude,
a dumbass,
that's
dude.
That's so tight. I love when dudes do that. I'm laughing at those. Even though I was at Coachella.
Yeah.
Like I said, I was there. And I think it was, like, during Lois the Child set or whatever.
Yeah.
I opened up your snap, actually, and it said, no Coachella. And I was lolling, dude.
Yeah.
Lolling.
For sure.
I was also rolling my fucking balls off. So, yeah.
I think the no cello posts are more annoying to me than mm-hmm. the Coachella posts.
Yeah.
Because Coachella is like, it's just expensive. It's an event. It's for music fans, I think. All right. That's how it looks to me as an outsider.
Mm-hmm.
You're not cool because you're like, I didn't fucking go. Like, cool.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it's like bragging about not going to see a movie or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Anyway.
It was good, though. Weak Coachella take. Was good. And it was whatever. I don't know. I like it less and less every year. It's like,
yeah,
I don't know. It gets more and more packed and it's just like,
yep.
No, but it still is like a lot of fun. Anyways, I got back and I was like, for some reason, I was trying to figure out something to do with a video that had to do with Coachella or something.
Yeah.
And
oh, dude, you should do a video where it's like a Coachella guide and it tells you what.
You know, I watched that.
Yeah.
Like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
It's a good fucking video.
You liked it.
I mean, there's some parts that are like pretty duds.
I think it's just very scripted, which is what.
No, it quite like clearly is, but it's like for that style.
Oh, sure.
Like
yeah.
just doing a scripted video on the channel.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wrote that whole thing.
Yeah.
And we shot it.
Yeah.
Edited it all. And it's like just as good as Go Rodeo, I thought.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought. Yeah. I like the video. I think it's cool.
Goat Rodeo is fun, man.
Yeah, no, it was fucking fun.
I look back at that and I'm like, I miss it.
Yeah.
Shout out to everyone who watched Goat Rodeo.
Yeah.
Goat Rodeo.
Crash it.
Crash it.
Oh, goat, they have their own show on full screen. Crash full screen. Get rid of it. Close the company.
He's awake. They just released first episode. Bomb the views on the first episode. They're making more. Send the view sideways. They're still making more. No, crash it.
They think there is hope for a season 2. They are promoting the show.
Crash full screen. Dump it.
So anyways, I was doing research for this Coachella thing or whatever, and I was searching. I kind of wanted to like go through old Coachella pictures and pretend that they're from the current one or something. I don't know. I was like, there's a joke there.
Yeah.
So I searched like, when did Coachella start? And I went on their website. The first one was 1999. So then I started searching for like info about that one. And there's a forum on Coachella.com about Coachella 1999 and if anyone went. And so there's a bunch of posts from people who went. And it's so fucking funny. I'm going to read a couple.
Yeah.
All right.
I read one. It was largely boring. But I was just thinking like, damn, the people have been going there for like 20
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking
I mean,
years.
That's what I'm saying. This is boring if you just picture it as whatever. But just picture this as like someone who was, what, like 22 in 1999?
And now.
And now is, what would that, 19 plus?
40?
Yeah, like 40.
19 plus.
20. So picture them like 40 years old making, like writing this post. I drove from Lake Havasu with my bros. Just cam for day 2, October 10th. Yup, in the fall. Paid $60 for a ticket from a scalper. Not too many people. GV lost money that year. The venue seemed so big and not nearly as crowded as it has been since 2004 when Radiohead played. I found out some new band called A Perfect Circle played the day before, and Maynard was the singer. Blah, 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 blah. Tool was amazing. oh, yeah. Took some E and saw these two naked dancers swinging above the stage by chains. They seemed to move into each other and turn into one person. I still don't understand how I saw that. Dude, I drove from Lake Havasu with my bros, took some E, and saw some naked people moving into each other, hanging by chains. This person's 40 years old, writing this seriously.
Just posting on this forum.
Yeah. 2001 was even better. Just a one-day party. I drove out that morning after having a rager at my house in San Diego.
Hell yeah.
A rager. Had an awesome time just being there and partying with my brother and BF. I don't even remember who played that year. Who cares? You go there to have fun, to party. I look at the lineup as secondary.
Oh, man. He's writing this in the library.
Yeah. And there's people that like wrote posts like, I haven't missed a year since 99. It's like, holy shit. You know what? You've been to fucking 20 Coachellas almost?
I can't imagine that. How many have you been to?
Like five.
And you're like, you're getting there. Like,
yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Okay, 15 more.
I mean, I can't imagine going to like the first few and having nobody there. It must have been fucking awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then like really fast cool. forward like 6 years and all of a sudden now it's like a fashion show at the same time.
Yep.
And people give a fuck about who celebrities are there. And you're like, God, this is not even a party anymore. It's just a fucking pretentious thing.
Yep. All the fucking, the corporate showed up, man. The brands, the system. They're not there for the art,
for
man.
For the art, dude. For the art of partying. Who gives a fuck about the lineup, dude? I'm there to party with my bros. I have ragers. I'm from Lake Havasu.
David, this is just supposed to be a family reunion. We stopped talking 10 years ago.
Yeah, but don't you remember, dude? I had that rager, dude. You were my bro. I had that rager at my spot at San Diego. Don't you remember when I moved from Lake Havasu to San Diego?
David, I'm your biological brother, and I remember.
Dude.
I remember this rager.
Come on, man. We saw Tool. Don't you remember? We took some E.
Listen.
Oh, man. Okay. Good times, dude. Good times. Just, you going back this year?
Just button it down so we can cut the tofurkey. Okay. We'll have some. All right. My wife made a delicious turducken. You've never even met my wife. This is your first opportunity, and all you want to do is talk about a rager we had 20 years ago.
Wait, I'll just pause this. You said tofurkey and turducken in the same sentence.
Yeah.
That's fucking amazing, dude.
Thanks, bro.
That was amazing.
Thanks.
No worries, dude.
So, David, are you just... You can have a piece of the turducken, or what are we doing? Okay.
Honestly, not going to indulge. I'm really high on some amphetamines, and so I have no desire to eat at all right now.
I scored him off this chick from fucking... You ever heard of Instagram?
You're 40, man! So anyways, Coachella was dope. I want to apologize. I was looking at my indirects yesterday, and someone said, Cody Ko was the rudest celebrity... Or not celebrity. You rudest YouTuber I've met. Something like that. And I looked at his page and he had been at Coachella. And so I'm assuming he met me on Saturday. I'm not going to get into details about, I probably wasn't in the right state of mind. And I want to apologize. It was out of my control. And some unfortunate shit happened. I just want to apologize for that. Yeah. I usually try to be very nice when I meet people.
Yeah.
Because I like doing it. I like when they come up and they're like, can we get a picture? It's a huge ego boost. And it makes me feel really, really good about myself.
Yeah.
You know, as a short guy, we need those moments
in life. We need those moments.
And so.
I'm just waiting for every one of our listeners who is female and over 5'9 to be like, yeah, I'm not going to let these little fucking short pieces of shit talk shit to me like this.
Mm-hmm. They call me a basketball hoop? Fuck these guys.
Listen, I'm Muggsy Bogues, okay? I'm 5'3", I could dunk.
Who's that?
Yeah, man. Muggsy Bogues?
No. You watching the playoffs?
NBA playoffs? No.
Yeah. No?
No.
Neither.
I'm not huge.
I want to, though.
Not a huge basketball fan.
I'm not enough of a fan to look at the schedule. So I don't know when games are, you know, all of a sudden people are tweeting about the Cavs and it's like, oh, fuck, I got to turn it on, but I don't have a TV.
Here's the schedule. It's every night. It's literally every night.
Yeah.
Every night.
Oh, it is.
There is a game.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe tonight I will watch a game.
Yeah. It's a series of seven. It's like they're seven game series. So.
Okay.
Definitely got a game every night.
Now I don't have to edit this fucking video because I'm not posting tomorrow because crash it. You know? Because someone crashed my channel. I'm almost at 1 million subs, bro.
Dog. It's pretty tight.
I know. It really fucking is. Was that like two years and a half
you got there?
Yeah, like a year, probably two years of trying.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
2 years is when we started like YouTubing hardcore. Yeah.
Well, that was you. I only recently.
YouTubing. No, you were doing sketches though.
Yeah, but those don't move the needle.
Yeah. Yeah. Those don't bump it as much as you need to.
Bump it.
Yeah.
He's awake. He's investing a lot of time and money into sketch comedy. Bump the views on the last video. He's gaining confidence. He's spending more money. Send the view sideways until he makes a new one.
He's buying more cameras. He's buying like tons and tons of cameras.
Crash it. He's writing more offensive jokes. Load the dip.
Put him on blast.
Load the dip. He get lots of views for the first time on a sketch. Load the article calling him problematic. Crash the views.
Crash the views.
Use the same article we will use for Tiny Meat Gang. Now crash it.
Oh, fucking shit.
I tell you some fucking shit.
Oh, I'm gay.
I tell you some fucking shit. I feel like low energy right now. I don't know why.
You seem low energy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think it's because I think I let this tall thing get in my head.
Jesus Christ.
No, nah, I'm just kidding. Nah, I have not been able to wake up before 8 for the past like week and a half. I don't know why.
Really?
My body's just like, nah. And so today's the first day I've done it.
I've been eating like complete
shit.
I can't even tell you how shitty I've been eating. You wouldn't even believe it, honestly.
Try me.
We got okay, since I got back, let's see. On the way back from Coachella, we got McDonald's.
Yeah.
And then that day, we had, for dinner, we had fucking, goddamn it, what did we order? Something ridiculously unhealthy, like another fast food place.
Yeah.
The next day, I had Taco Bell.
Okay.
And then for dinner, we ordered Wingstop, but we did like a mukbang for one of my videos. $80 worth of Wingstop. I'm talking like,
yeah,
my fridge is like full of leftovers, and I've been eating the leftovers ever since then.
Oh, you're dying soon.
Yeah, I know. I like, I'm gaining weight by the day. I'm seeing a difference. It's ridiculous. I gotta. I'm gonna start working out again. I just like, I needed like a few days.
Yeah, to just
fucking
lose your mind.
Yeah,
dude. I've been chopping away at this programmer filth. Okay.
Are you still going to the gym? Are you still lifting?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, dude.
Okay. You're like offended. Holy shit.
First, my
height. Wait, dude. You're looking big. You didn't let me finish. You're looking like you're, look. Yeah, dude. Mass. Gaining it.
For sure.
Okay. Jesus, man. Sorry, dude. Should have been clear.
Yes, dude. What the fuck, dude? Don't ever call me small again.
I didn't call you small, dude.
What the fuck was I gonna say? Yeah, nah. Last week my training got interrupted pretty bad.
Mm.
But you know. I'm chopping away at the programmer filth. I just have this remaining piece on the bottom of my fucking core, dog.
Uh-huh.
And it's just this little, it just sits there.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's just talking to me.
That's the hardest part to get rid of, right?
Yeah,
there.
Just,
that's like the persistent, stubborn fat.
Yep.
That's what they call it. They don't call it that. I just fucking made that up. But
no,
it's
that's like your engineering career right there.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. This is just because like you sit all day in a chair and it's just protected.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't feel like it's in danger. And it'll just stay there forever.
This is my home now.
Yeah.
You know how like Spider-Man or Venom, like that symbiote like gets onto the dude and he becomes Venom. That's what this is. It's like this fucking organism that hangs off your fucking gut.
I think it's more like our son that won't move out of the house.
Yeah.
You know, he lives in our basement.
This is our 20-year Coachella.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Attachment.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Right there.
It feels safe. It's like, well, I don't even have to pay rent here, so
like,
I'll leave.
You
got to go do your own shit. get a job, stop going to festivals.
Why?
Why? Why would I do that?
It's so chill right here.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm also trying to fix my fucking anterior pelvic tilt.
Mm-hmm. The fuck is that?
I'm a doctor now.
Yeah.
Thanks to YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you sit in fucking computer chairs for so long that like your core gets fucking weak.
Oh.
And so like your pelvis starts to tip forward, and that's like what causes lower back pain and shit.
Hmm.
It just comes from like weak core, weak ass glutes.
Nah, I believe that. I believe that. My posture right now is fucked because my new desk is lower.
Yeah.
And my monitor, so I'm constantly looking down on my monitor and my spine is just curved all day. And it's really, really starting to fuck my back up. Like it's starting to really hurt.
You're crying.
So I just need to get a fucking just turning into like a hunchback. I just need to get a monitor stand or something.
I'm gonna walk in one day and you're gonna be like, I just wrote this thing in Python. It automates my whole Ableton process. I'm like, oh dude, what the fuck?
Automating music.
What the fuck?
I'm actually pretty proud of the song that we wrote yesterday.
Yeah, that was fucking, I mean, it's such a, audiobooks was tight, but what we did yesterday, I mean.
But audiobooks, I listen back and I'm like, this beat is kind of trash. It is. No, and yesterday's beat, I'm listening to it and I'm like, it's better.
It's better. That's definitely what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It's like
I think I've progressed for sure.
It's a clear evolution.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. And I think the lyrics are good too. I'm gonna mix it a little bit so it sounds a little bit better because in my car, it's still like.
Muddy?
I don't know. Yeah, the vocals are like really bassy or something.
Yeah, Spock was saying maybe drop some little lows on the vocals.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, give it a shot.
Yeah.
I think what we did was Cody's looking at the clock.
Trying to get the fuck out of here. Okay. I got shit I got to do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like what?
I guess I don't have to edit anymore. Yeah. So. No, I still do. I have to have this. I have to have the video done by tomorrow because I got to send them a cut.
The one we did?
Yeah.
Cody's like when fighters are like getting beat up. And like they look up at the clock.
Yeah.
That must be the worst feeling.
Oh yeah.
Like when you're like in like especially like an MMA fight, like you're going, it's like championship rounds, so it's like round 4 and you're like, all right, like only like 7 more minutes.
Yeah.
Like you fight for like 2 minutes, you're like, what time is it?
Yeah.
Oh, there's 3 more.
Lights out,
oh,
bitch.
Oh shit, I got punched in the face. Oh, I got punched in the face again. That's when you fucking know.
Yeah.
I talk about this in the vlog a little bit, but this dude, this the bro, Kevin Lee. Oh my gosh. All right, first of all, can I harp on MMA for a second?
Yeah, sure. Go real for quick. It. I mean, no one's listening anymore, so it's all good.
Yeah, this is the part of the podcast where it's just us.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the part where we're actually in the insane asylum.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Pretending people are listening to this.
Uh-huh.
And
MMA.
MMA. Someone's just going to cut that part out right there. Nah, so this dude, it's kind of crazy what's happened to like MMA. All new fighters, they move real different. They're all super well-rounded. Older UFC, like 6-7 years ago, it was just like dudes had a, you going to sleep? Here we go.
I'm kidding.
No. Dudes have like a specialty. Anyway, I've shown you this one guy, Edson Barbosa. I showed you like a, He's the one. He's that gif I showed you where he head kicked that guy and he like went into like he stiffened up.
Oh yeah,
and like fell like a tree.
Shit was crazy.
So he hasn't fought in a while, or no, he did have a fight and he got beat up real bad. So this is like a comeback fight, and you know, the way he's talking in the interview, he's like, oh man, you know, I got so many different things, you know, like they got to be ready for me. Then he gets in the ring and I'm like, bro, you got one thing. It's a kick. All right. So he's in there and he's got this really weird stance. He's like mega stiff. And the other dude, Kevin Lee, is just like, all right, like, let's do this. Kevin Lee just starts whooping his ass.
Really?
Brutal, like ground and pound shit. Like, just like puts him on his back, just elbows to the face, punch him in the face. Ugh. Edson, like, can't. He's welted up by the second round. He's got a fat knot under his fucking eye. He's beat up. Anyway, it's like round 3. He's like super wobbly. He took a few knockout hits. Then out of nowhere, he fucking throws his wheel kick that he's like known for. Kevin Lee like literally loses his legs. Like he looks like he's sliding on ice. Like he's standing normal and he gets clipped with it and trying to cover it and he can't stand up. He's like,
holy shit.
And he like falls down. Edson has got like no energy. He tries to choke him out, but he fucks up. He ends up losing the fight. So Kevin Lee won. But it was one inch would have put him out. Like lights out.
Jesus Christ.
Like, I couldn't imagine having that kind of power.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, okay, I know I'm about to pass out right now, but I'm going to just throw this you're 2 years old again. It was crazy.
I can't imagine, I guess, like, getting knocked out or whatever in that situation, or at least, like, going into a fight thinking that you have it.
Yeah.
Like I got so many different things. Yeah. Like, this guy doesn't know what's coming because I'm the best fighter, and yeah. I have all these different things. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, you start getting your ass whooped, and you're like, this is my whole life. Yep. And I'm just maybe not good.
As good, yeah. That's Joe Rogan had like a conversation with that dude Brendan Schaub about that. Yeah. You ever see that?
No.
Basically told him, like, you're not championship level athlete. Damn. He's like, you're sometimes okay, but you can't hang.
Damn. Because he's like, at that point, he's okay. Well, I quit.
But he did him a favor, because Brendan Schaub was starting to, like, go against guys, and he would just, like, get rocked so bad.
Oh, Jesus.
It's like
Christ.
When it's your friend and you see him get knocked out like 4 or 5 times, you're like, hey, son.
Yeah.
It's time to move on.
Yeah.
Anyway. So Cody and I are starting MMA class.
No, I'm not.
Our careers aren't really moving in comedy the way we anticipated. So we're gonna Twitch stream us fighting / playing Fortnite.
We're gonna fight each other actually while we're playing Fortnite.
Yeah,
just punching each other right in the fucking face.
If it worked for KSI and Logan Paul, it's going to work for us.
No, we're just combining, like, all the trends, like fighting and Fortnite or whatever. Okay. Kids they seem to really like this boxing shit that's going on YouTube. And then people are, like, really popping on Fortnite. So why don't we just, like, do, like, a mukbang while we're just laying each other in the fucking face, just punching each other, like, just fucking decking each other, and then playing Fortnite at the same time.
It's a fucking, it's like a shitty triathlon. Like, first we box for a minute, then we race in a mukbang, like a eating competition. Then we one-on-one in Fortnite. Then we have a rap battle. Like, we got to diss each other. And then what's the other one?
Yeah, and then it's an eating competition.
Yeah.
Oh, you already said that?
But we have to do it again.
Okay.
There's 2 eating rounds. You have to eat, rap battle again.
Yeah, and then judge again. YouTuber Coachella outfits.
Yeah.
Roast that shit. Too many people were doing that shit.
And then go out, and for the final challenge, go out and be the fastest to record a video of you doing a mukbang with a homeless person. First one to upload and get 20,000 views wins.
Crash it.
Yeah. 7 fucking YouTuber decathlon.
That's a good. That's the new shit, man. That's what we're gonna do. Yeah. We're gonna fucking take this industry by the fucking balls.
Just create the American Ninja Warrior for YouTubers.
For YouTubers. Wow.
Did we just?
I think we just
fucking strike gold.
I think we did.
I don't know about that one.
All right, guys, I gotta go.
Really? What time is it?
I gotta go. 1:11.
How many? We've done 1:11.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay. Dope.
Peace.
Later, guys.
Oh, yo, actually, real quick. Hey, this is the reason why I wore this shirt today, all right?
Oh,
this merch is retired.
Oh, really?
But by the time that you're listening to this, if you're listening to it on Friday and not Thursday night.
Yeah.
And depending on when, I'm just going to cut to the chase. I have new merch. New merch that's out right now. Fanjoy.com/Cody. I don't know. I don't know what the URL is yet, but it's on my fucking Twitter. Go to my Twitter. It'll be there.
Twitter, dude.
New shirts. They're super dope, and there's going to be more coming, like, in, like
iterations.
No, like, yeah, as the weeks go by, it's going to be more. So I would appreciate if you did that, and then we're going to have TMG merch late May. Oh, I already said that, right?
Yeah.
In the last episode. Yeah. Okay, so keep an eye out for that. But my merch now is available today, so go get that shit if you want to support. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Continue to support the Patreon.
Yep. Love you guys.
Later, man.
Peace.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle, and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
military veterans, and active duty service members. You could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.